views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief and as you connect with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I have been traveling around the globe sharing life-changing information from Dr. Cam Yuen, who is founder of the Yuen Method, and also as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. And this has provided me with many, many opportunities to meet amazing visionaries and authors and speakers, magicians, all sorts of energy movers and shakers. And it is my pleasure to share this inclusive information in an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. And we love to hear you hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. My guest today has been changing the world one person at a time by leading happiness classes and workshops. Barb Ryan is a counselor for over 20 years now, but 5 years ago, she was spirit-led to teach a four-week course on happiness, and since then, those classes have grown into 10-week classes and weekend seminars. People who attend her seminars started to refer to her as the goddess of happiness, and her new job title was created. Her business is soon to be nonprofit. It's called Spiraling Towards Joy, was born out of this work. So Barb is dedicated to her work of teaching people how to raise their vibration and energy to a more joyful experience, no matter what they're feeling, what's going on, or what's happening in their life, and no matter what's going on in the world. So Barb believes that the purpose of life is to be happy. It has been shown that happier people experience a better quality of life. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Barb.
Good morning.
It's awesome to have you here on The Truth is Funny.
Yes, I'm excited to be here talking with you and everybody.
Yeah, it's very, it's interesting that you have been a counselor for over 20 years. I found this, you know, you hold a degree and yet, you know, here you are, you boiled it down to a very simple formula for improvement by empowering people to shift, like, to a better feeling place by, you know, just changing the words they use.
Yes.
And, my dad, Morris, used to say, you know, shift or get off the pot.
Yes.
He was an entrepreneur. And I always ask this question of people because I think of my dad and how true what he would say is. What happened 5 years ago that led you to create Spiral Toward Joy? And you know, what brought you to this place where you realized it really boiled down to this happiness?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there was a lot of things in my life that building up to that point, you know, the way that there's sometimes a one hit wonder, but it takes a long time to get there. And so there were some different things that had been happening in my life all along. And about 5 years ago, I was feeling redirected in my business and wasn't quite sure where I wanted to go with it. And I sat down and had a talk with my daughter. And she was saying, Mom, just choose something. You know, you have all these ideas. ideas. And so I realized that I could do a 4-week class, that seemed like an easy thing to do. And I first had the inspiration that I could help people to find their life purpose, that's what it would be all about. And my next inspiration came when I realized that the Dalai Lama said the purpose of life is to be happy. And I said, whoa, now this is easy. I just have to teach people or just witness people shifting their vibration and becoming happier, learning how to think differently, learning how to experience their life differently, learning how to raise their vibration. And from that moment, which was just about 5 years ago this spring, Spiraling Toward Joy was born, and I shifted the focus of my work.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, and what you say is that happiness is a choice. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, I really believe that how we feel at any given moment is a choice. And when we realize that, it is so empowering, because at first, you know, if we're somebody who is more of an Eeyore and thinks negatively, we'd say, oh no, it's a choice and I'm choosing this and I'm not doing it right. And we begin to feel bad about ourselves. But if we turn that around and say, it is your choice, no matter what's going on in your life, you can choose to feel a little bit better, just shift it a little bit. It's not shifting instantly to happiness, but you become so empowered feeling the shift within your body, within your mind, within your words and your experience.
Yeah, so it's like every time that you make that, even if it appears to be a little shift, from my experience working with energy, every shift, you know, you never know how much power a shift has behind it. Sometimes, you know, people will, you know, have a small improvement, and sometimes people will, you know, peel many, many, many layers of the onion all at once, and they'll have this profound effect, you know, like, and, you know, I talk about this on this show a lot, on, you know, every show, about how, you know, we are steering our reality. And so, you know, if we, you know, how we choose to feel about our life has a more profound effect than how we think our life is. Do you want to just sort of, I call the happiness more, the word I use for happiness is neutrality, because it's like when you get, you know, you get strong to what's happening around you so that it doesn't bother you. And then you can allow yourself to feel your heart, you know, to be able to, go on your heart path, you know. So, you know, this is really cool how you're talking about it, because I love the fact that, you know, you agree that this is all choice. You see people that are in horrible situations, you know, that a lot of people would consider horrible, and yet those people are, you know, happy.
Yes.
You know, and so why spiraling towards joy?
Well, because the spiral is a movement of, it's not a direct line, you know, where movement just goes up or over or out, but it spirals, you know. All of nature, when we look at anything in nature, as it's growing, it spirals and out. And so there's that sense of moving around, but always and continuously upward and onward, you know.
Like a plant growing, and you see this in nature all the time. And, you know, I when I went and I studied with Nassim Haramein, he's a cosmologist, quantum physicist, you know, that's what I, you know, there was a lot of math there that was like a little over my head at times. Uh-huh. And you know, a lot of formulas. And, you know, what I loved is that scientifically it was proven that, you know, that we are, we're part of that, the greater universe, and it's, you know, we're part of a fractal universe. And so everything that's happening with our plants and everything that's happening in nature is, you know, also happening within us and also as humans. So it's in our nature to expand and accelerate and spiral, you know, and people will sometimes say that, oh, things feel like they're spinning out of control. But in reality, we're just spinning, because we're all spinning. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, and my guest today is Barb Ryan. When we return, Barb is going to tell you how to shift the way you feel by shifting the way you think. And we'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
He was on his way home. from Candleton.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss
Call
this.
The Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, creator of Spiral Towards Joy, Barb Ryan. We love to hear from you. Call in if you have a question for Barb, 1-800-930-2819. But before we continue, Barb, can you please just share your contact information with our listeners? Time flies by on radio, and I sometimes forget, so I want to make sure we get that to our listeners.
Yes. So my website is www.spiralingtowardjoy.net. And my email is easy to remember. It's barb@spiralingtowardjoy.net.
That is easy. And so I understand you have a gift that you would like to give our listeners. Can you tell us about that gift and how they can connect with you to receive that gift?
Yes. The gift is going to be a graphic of Spiraling Toward Joy. It's a tool that I use in the classes and in the workshops, and I will email it to you. So if people email me at barb@spiralingtowardjoy.net and ask for the gift from this radio show, I will email that to them with then instructions or directions on how to use it or how to contact me. They will be able to have a short session with me to teach them how to use that tool, to give them it as an example. So
Oh, cool. That's very, very generous of you. Thank you very much. What I'm going to do now is, we were talking just on the little short intermission here about, giving people tools. And so would you like to, you told me you would like to share a tool with people right now.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So one of the first happiness tools that I teach is about shifting our worries to the word wonder. And so I'd like to do that with everybody right now and be able to assist them in shifting. And that the callers who listen in later on will also be able to feel this shift. And so for a moment, if people choose, they can close their eyes and think for a moment about something that you're concerned about. And for this exercise, we'll use the word worry. And so say to yourself, I am worried about, and fill in the blank. And notice where in your body that worry resides. Notice what contracts, what begins to close off. And then you say to yourself, you shift it to, I wonder. And so instead of saying, I worry that, fill in the blank, whatever your worry would be, you begin to say to yourself, I wonder how that will be resolved. And you continue wondering what could happen, wondering who might come in and help resolve this. Just wonder about it for a moment. And as you do that, you notice that you cannot say the word wonder without smiling. It begins and leaves your mouth in a smile. And just as a side note, when we smile, we pretty much get dopamine dumps that help us to feel better. But back to the words. Now you notice that when you worry, you felt that contraction. So now for people to share or to notice, when they say, I wonder what shifts inside their body, did that loosen up? Did that expand? If their chest or their throat was feeling tight, did it now feel expansive? If their minds and their thoughts felt contracted and that there was only two choices, does it now feel expanded that there's many things to wonder about, many possibilities? And that's the first tool that I teach to people to get an example of how it feels to shift a word, which shifts our thoughts, shifts the feeling in our body, and incrementally shifts our view of the world.
I love that. You're making me smile from ear to ear because it's really interesting, you know, how different words carry different energy. They hold different vibrations. And I love the fact that, you know, when you say the word wonder, you have to smile to say it.
Yes.
And, you know, I've had clients, I had one client in particular that had, you know, I've used this technique on many people, like, you know, sometimes women after having babies or if they've had injury or whatever, they have a lack of bladder control. And I'm just getting to share this with people, you know, a lot of times what happens is if there's a part in your body that you're concerned about, you know, if there's a part of your body that you're worried about, people have a tendency to relax themselves in that body part. And so what happens is the more relaxed that body part comes, its connection to your central nervous system, you know, because you don't want to think about it, you don't want to feel it, it has a negative feeling to it. That if, you know, it sort of disrupts the connection from that body part to the central nervous system and from the central nervous system back to that body part.
Yes.
And also with the mind. And, you know, I've had great success with people just having them, you know, I talk a lot about being a binary computer and being able to get in touch with weak or strong energy on the midline. So if you put some tension in your, you know, in your tailbone, like in that area, and just, you know, that's where your physical potential is. And you think, for instance, if you have a weak bladder, that instead of thinking about it as if it's frowning, because every time you have a thought, your bladder is frowning, you know, and you're frowning at your bladder. If you smile at your bladder, it automatically, you know, and put some strength into, you know, that hard drive of your computer, like really strengthen that physical potential. Mm-hmm. Every time you have a thought about your bladder after that, it's smiling instead of frowning. And that automatically strengthens the muscles, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I don't know. I just got compelled to share that with people.
Yes.
So someone, you know, with just some more information. So, that could benefit people, you know, because a lot of people don't recognize that when you have a problem and you're feeling it in a certain part of your body that, you know, or you have a problem with a body part, that mm-hmm. smiling, just like that thought that you're sending to that body part is, you know, can weaken it with every thought, or it can strengthen it with every thought.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, and so that happiness is like amazing, you know, the power of happiness. So yes. we want to be in a place where if we're not happy in the moment that we can shift out of that. And so what mm-hmm. are some of the results that, you know, that stand out for you, like from people that when they, you know, when they attend your seminars and you share this information with them, what mm-hmm. are some of the results that you've come across?
Well, what's interesting is that some people have said, well, I'm already happy and I don't need to take the class, but they'll kind of sit in to see. And then the other extreme is some people who say, you know, I've never experienced happiness in my life. I don't know that I believe in it. And they will also attend the seminars. And almost everybody has some shift as I do even that simple exercise. And they begin to know that people that are already happy are like, oh, I got one more happy tool. And people who think that they can't be happy, or that they don't have control over their happiness, or they can't shift their feeling at all, experience that little bit of a shift. And that gives possibility and hope. And there they are on their way to choosing a feeling that feels better.
So our individual, authentic inner peace and happiness, how we're experiencing that by going to the center?
Yes, because that is our natural state of being, is one of being love, being compassion, moving toward joy, spiraling toward joy, you know, maybe not feeling it every moment, but it's our natural desire to feel better and better. It's our natural desire for our body to heal, a natural desire for our thoughts to feel better.
Yeah, don't freak out if you have desires.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
That's a natural condition of the human being, is to yes. want to expand and accelerate with the universe.
Right, which is another reason I call it spiraling toward joy. Right?
Yeah.
Is that expansiveness that we're moving toward naturally. And so to be aware of that, to be part of the process as that happens, to be mindful of it, to make choices that feel like we're spiraling toward joy instead of that we're blocked up.
You know, as you're talking, I was thinking about a video I came across, you know, through Facebook, and I share it on my page, of a little girl who experienced rain for the first time.
Yes, I saw that. Yes. Pure joy.
And it, you know, when you think of little children, mm-hmm. you know, and their ability to naturally be joyful, you know, yes. children laugh something like, you know, children under the age of 5, I think they laugh something like on average 500 times. You know,
yes.
and adults, if they're lucky, they maybe, you know, laugh maybe like, you know, 16 times a day, they say. And some days yes. there could be a lot of spaces in between those laughters too, you know. Mm-hmm. We have different things that occur in our lives. And we, you know, and when we, you know, we're going to be taking a short intermission in a couple minutes again here. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to, when we get back, I want to have you expand on that a little bit about, you know, the external dynamics that come at us and the effect that other people's happiness or lack of happiness in our environment and all of that, you mm-hmm. know, what effect that all has on all of us as human beings. You know, there's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, there's a saying, misery loves company.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there's also should be a saying, if there isn't one, that joy loves company also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're creating it right now.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. Feel free, if you want to call in and talk to Barb, 1-800-930-2819. And if you're listening later, you know, that's all cool too. If you want to experience a shift, you'll still feel it. If you want to experience more happiness, we'll be right back. And if you have any pressing concerns, you know, feel free to listen in, call in. Let's make some more shift happen. Thank you.
to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Guidance of Happiness, Barb Ryan, here today. Feel free if you wish to call in, 1-800-930-2819. If you're listening later, you will still feel the shifts. I just have to ask you before we continue here, Guidance of Happiness, tell us about that.
Right. Well, as I started teaching my workshops, I was first doing four-week classes, and they turned into six-week classes. Even the first four-week class said, can we meet a couple more weeks? And there is a ceremony that we do at the end of the class where we are celebrating who we are and what we've learned and claiming our happiness and our joy and looking at, you know, if not for the fears, what would we be stepping into in our lives? And I had shared just stepping into doing this work, you know, saying yes to spirit, here I go. And one of the people in the group, or a couple of them together, just were inspired to say, "Guidess of happiness, we see you as this guidess of happiness." And I said, "Okay, I'll take it." And my, you know, job title was born, you know. And now I have on my Facebook page, "I am the guidess of happiness." I just claim it.
People were calling me their fun facilitator.
Yes,
so I adopted that.
Yes,
that's my job title. That's not a bad job title. Hey, guidess of happiness and fun facilitator.
There you go.
So tell us. I know that was a beautiful, way of you know, moving towards happiness that you shared with us, just about the word wonder, changing worry to wonder. Do you have another tool in your belt there that you would like to share with us?
Yes, I do. And this tool can be used no matter what's going on in our life or what's going on in the world that might be confusing us, bringing us down, that we feel upset about in any way. And the tool is, I call it "even though." And so we would say, "even though," and we'd look at a situation that might be hard for us right now. You know, a lot of people are struggling financially, so I'll use that as an example. So if somebody said, "even though I'm really scared or upset that I don't know where my rent's going to come, you know, come the end of this month, I'm just so, you know, upset, angry," whatever the term would be. And so I teach people to say, even though that's true for you in this moment, okay, even though you don't know where your rent's going to come from, what do you know to be true? And then someone would say, "even though I don't know where the rent's coming from, here's what I know to be true." And they would fill in the blank. And that's an important part. What do they know to be true? And sometimes if someone doesn't have anywhere to go with that, I'll say something like, "well, it's true that gravity happens," you know? And I mean, that it might get a giggle. It might get a, "oh yes, there are powers greater than me that are, you know, co-creating and being in this world with me. It's not all just me here," you know? And it gives us that sense that, that there is a higher power, a spiritual being, a force of gravity, you know, that happens. But usually people will come up with something that will, they'll be inspired to say, that is a truth for them. And it could be that, "I know from my past experience, things always work out for me." Or, "I know to be true that things always shift and change." Or, "what I know to be true is I have a roof over my head right now. I have a meal on my table. I have a friend to invite over and share with them who might not even have a roof over their head," you know? And so we look at what we know to be true is what we have gratitude for. So there can be a whole range of what we land on when we say, "what I know to be true." But what's important there is we're landing on something that's a greater truth than simply our truth in that moment that says, "I'm not going to be able to pay my rent." And that feels big and powerful. And the deeper, bigger truth is more powerful than that fear. And so when we're able to land on that, it again gives us some hopefulness, some possibilities, you know. Somebody could say, "even though I don't know if I can pay my rent this month, what I know to be true is I am learning some happiness tools that are going to help me shift how I feel about that no matter what happens," you know, and even that, simply that, can be something that shifts it a little bit incrementally.
I love that. Like, so it's about really what I talk about energetically when I'm working with people, and, you know, I like to shift that really quickly, is identifying, okay, where is that limiting belief coming from? And, you know, we were talking about that, you know, and I just wanted to go back to that and remind people of this, that many, many times what we think the problem is isn't really what the problem is. A lot of times, you know, if our boundaries within ourselves are not, you know, with our body, mind, spirit triad are weak, like the external dynamics have too much influence on us. And so sometimes the fears that we have are actually fears that are coming from our ancestors, or they're fears that are coming from the rest of the community, or, you know, from other experiences. Do you want to just share a little bit about that?
Yes. That when you know, when people say that misery loves company, you know, so many of us have grown up, you know, with that feeling. And what's true is that when we are feeling really bad, it seems almost like a dominant culture view that then we find people to feel bad with, or that will hear us, you know, complain about things, or that will commiserate with us. And yet we don't feel much better at that time. We might not feel as lonely in our pain, but when we're able to shift that, when we're able, one of the things with the Wonder Tool is people will call up a friend and say, here, I'm going through this. Would you help me wonder about it? And okay. So you begin to talk about the problems in the world or in your family or in your body, the perceived misalignments, and you begin to ask somebody to wonder about those with you. And it changes your relationship with that person, with yourself, and with the world. And another thing there, too, is that smiling is contagious. It's as contagious as yawning is. When you smile at somebody, they're going to smile. You know, or they're going to look at what's in the way of them smiling.
Yeah, one or the other.
It's going to bring up something for them, you know?
Yeah.
But smiling.
Well, that's beautiful because, you know, if we are steering our own reality, it's way more important, or, you know, I don't like to use the word important too much because when you give importance to something, it makes it more challenging, right?
But right, it's a value judgment.
Yeah. So if we, you know, if we just get into this place where we realize that, you know, we have a difficult challenge, that every challenge is actually an opportunity in disguise. It's just a possibility.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wondering about it rather than worrying about it, that, you know, and then, you know, creative solutions come out of that.
Yes.
You know, that place where you look at challenges as possibilities and as opportunities, because, you know, every time there's a challenge, there's always answers. It's just which one are you going to choose? And if we strengthen ourselves to go inside of ourselves instead of being bothered by what's happening outside of ourselves, we have a tendency to be able to move through it a lot more quickly.
Yes.
What do you find for yourself is your most difficult challenge? Or that you've come across?
Right. And in the first, the second group that I did about 4.5 years ago, people are always led to work together. This is what I've come to believe, that no matter how many people come to a group or a seminar or a class, they're all there to work together. They're all there to move through something. And the second group that I did was a group that it happened to be that 5 or 6 of the people there had had somebody close to them die in that past year. And it turned into a grief group, but a grief group based on happiness. And not that you should feel happy instead of grief. There's no should here. But that you could honor your grieving process and feel good about that. That you could honor each other's process of moving through, because grief in itself is a process that moves through the greatest grief to a place of transformation. And so for me, after that, one of the things that happened in my life is I had 15 people close to me die in the next year and a half. And I felt so much more prepared for each of those transitions that happened because of that happiness class that Spirit had gifted me with on how to use these tools in a time of grief.
Absolutely. You know, the more benefit you put out to other people, the more that benefit is returned to you. That's like, you know, a universal law.
Yes.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. And it's been a pleasure to connect with you so much, Barb, today. I just want to make sure that I can get you to share your information one more time here with people so that they know where to find you.
Sure. My website is www.spiralingtowardjoy.com. .net. And my email address is barb@spiralingtowardjoy.net.
And so people can go to your or email you and also receive your free gift. And I'm just going to get you to tell them again, just in case people are, you know, are coming and going on radio. So, you know, tell us about your free gift.
Yes. One of the gifts that I use that was developed in this work is actually called Spiraling Toward Joy. And it is a graphic of a spiral in different colors that you can use to visually see as you do this wonder work or the even though or the different work of spiraling that you move through the spiral, that you move through the colors, that you move through the energy. And it's a great visual for the work. And people email me for that, and then I will email them back about how to do the work. And then there'll be a certain number of people that I will even offer, you know, a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call to about doing that work.
Cool. When we return, we will connect on the Higher Self Network for the Shift of the Week. We'll be right back for more Shift to Happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today, the goddess of happiness, Barb Ryan, is joining forces with me to, we're going to join together and strengthen happiness for everyone on the Higher Self Network for the shift of the week. As I was listening to Barb talk, a lot of different insights were coming to me. You know, sometimes the languaging is different, but for me, I talk about, you know, if you are in a situation, what I'm getting that when you know, people wonder instead of worry, when you're in that situation where you want to, I put it this way, getting neutral to the absolute worst thing that could happen. Like you explore that down to like, okay, this is the absolute worst thing that could happen. Mm-hmm. And then running the energy up and down your spine, get strong to it, all the underlying effects of that, the ancestors' effects, you know, your collective influence, because a lot of the time it's not coming from you, it's coming from the subconscious thoughts that don't belong mm-hmm. to you. And, you know, that belong more to your ancestors. And then on the other side, you want to get really, really strong to the absolute very best thing that could happen. Mm-hmm. And people will almost automatically think, oh, well, for sure, you know, if I'm having something happen in my life, it's the absolute worst thing that I would be weak to energetically. And many, many times it's for most people, unless they've been shifted around this, people are more comfortable being at their absolute worst than their absolute best a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, because the vast majority of people don't really use, you know, they use maybe 4 or 5% of their potential. Yes. And the universe sees us in our infinite potential. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when, you know, we could have all the joy and happiness that we want. And that's apparent. You see people who are, you know, very sick or they have, you know, many things happening in their lives and, you know, lose children, whatever, and they still manage to be happy. Do you want to just fill in a little bit here what I was talking about? Mm-hmm. Or do you have anything to add to that for everyone?
Yes, that that each of us can shift the energy in the whole world by shifting our own. That, yay, like that butterfly effect, that as we smile more, simply feel better, wonder more with other people, that we spread that, that we spread that joy, we spread that happiness, we spread that wonder, we spread that love, that all of this is about letting go of fear and allowing the love.
Yay, that was so beautifully put. And, you know, when we get in touch with that, because many of us are, you know, we live in this third dimensional world and time feels very linear, even though there really is no such thing as like the past, present, and future. They're all happening concurrently. It really feels like everything's happening linear. And then sometimes we feel like we're struggling to move forward. And, you know, it doesn't feel like we're achieving where we want to go. And so it's very important, your daily routine. We want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, if you wake up in the morning and first thing you do is you stub your toe and, you know, and then you damn, I stubbed my toe. And then, then the toothbrush, you know, you find out this happened to me one time that my daughter used the toothbrush on the dog's teeth. you know, before I found this out after I used it, you know, just, you know, things like that. And you're like, oh, your morning starts off like that was years ago. But your morning starts off like, you know, you choose which way your daily routine's going to go. So we want to just strengthen that energetically for everyone listening right now, that from the moment you wake up to the time you go to sleep, just strengthen that, you know, you could very easily and effortlessly shift out of, you know, one thing that goes wrong so it doesn't direct the rest of your day. And so that, you know, if something feels like it's going wrong, there really is no right or wrong. Right. You know, there really is no good or bad. If we just allow ourselves to experience whatever we experience, and we don't label it with any judgment and we don't, you know, criticize ourselves and criticize other people for it and just, you know, allow it just to be an experience that we're encountering, then we are way more easy, you know, it's way more effortless just to let go of whatever that is and just ask yourself, if I am not happy, am I as happy as I could be right now? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, then why? Or not so much why, but what is stopping me from being happy? You know, generally, it's your relationship with yourself.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, on the physical level, on the mental, the emotional, the psychological, the spiritual level, that we would be able to identify for that for ourselves very quickly and just delete it, whatever that is, just in a split second. and then just allow ourselves to strengthen ourselves with the potential of, you know, what could happen. You know,
yes.
shift happens. You may have noticed. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit, Barb?
Yes, I think that that gratitude is also a great happiness tool, and that as we stay in a place of gratitude for any and everything that's happening to us and around us, it shifts it immediately, and as it shifts how we feel about it, and it shifts what we think the purpose of this event happening in our life. I mean, even stubbing our toe, you know, it can be this place of, you know, we could be grateful that the pain told us, "Ow, that's not such a good thing to do," or "That's, you know, that's not so useful. That's, you know, I'm not going to do that again. That caused some pain." It's just an indicator, you know. It doesn't mean your whole day is going to be ruined. It could just be like, "Oh, good, now I know that, and now I'll get on with my day."
Absolutely. And you know, your big toe is about your intelligence. It's about your thinking. So when you start your day off stubbing that, it just might be an indication from the universe to quit thinking so much and start feeling more.
Yes. And look at the word stubbing and stubborn.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's what's so beautiful about it when we get in touch with this and we start to see the humor in it. As people shift out of these limiting beliefs, then they can start seeing the humor. And it's so simple. So we just go in, you know, strengthening that for everybody, just being in that place where, you know, you could just clear it really quickly. And and also, I just wanted to also strengthen everybody that, you know, to all the times that you've ever been forced to express gratitude when you didn't feel it or felt like, you know, making others choose to express gratitude for things, that can have a very, you know, too much gratitude is like anything else. You want to be grateful when you're grateful, and you know, and be grateful for things. But at the same time, we want to eliminate any experiences where people were forced to show gratitude and they didn't really feel it, because it can really trigger people. And so we just strengthen that for everybody. You know, it's, this morning has just gone by so fast. I want to thank you, Barb. I just want to let people know. Thank you. Do you want to say goodbye to the listeners here?
Yes, thank you all for listening and being a part of the shift and allowing.
You know, thank you so much for coming on The Truth is Funny. Just want to let people know, you know, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. And, you know, I'm sitting still writing my book. My book got longer than I thought it was going to be. And so this is the longest I've sat still in a very, very long time. So if people are wanting private sessions, now is a great time to get in contact with me. You can find that on The Truth is Funny. I'm also going to be interviewed by Deborah Hammond for Reclaim Your Heart on February 18th. You can check that out on my website. John Burgess, Beyond the Ordinary, on February 25th. I have upcoming interviews with Kristen Howe, Deborah Poneman, and I'm also going to be speaking out at the Spring Festival of Awareness on April 25th and 27th. That's in beautiful, beautiful Naramata, BC. I also have my upcoming seminars with Mark Kittenbach from Germany, and that's Energetic Upgrade, 3 days, 2 coaches, 1 truth. It's fun when shift happens. And so we will have that information posted on our websites in the next few days so that you can look at that. We'll be in Toronto and Germany in May and in Vancouver and Germany in September. So thank you, everyone. Bye for now. This is Colette Marie Steffen. The Truth is Funny. Thank you so much, Barb. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit The Truth is Funny. Funny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson's, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363. Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.